You know, there's going to be a lot of people trying to tell you what to do, where to go, how to act, how to behave, what the rules are of life. But you know what's best for you, and only you can tell yourself that.
Listening to another episode of Fierce and Feminine, a series of interviews that gets raw and goes deep with the women of today who, like you and I, are moving through a soul journey of self-discovery and self-love while creating a life that's aligned with value and jam-packed with purpose. I'm your host and coach, Anita Hissier. In this episode, it's all about learning about me, Anita, your host. Yes, that's right. I got interviewed by my coach, Coach Catherine from Conscious Weight Loss. And I'm excited to share this one with you because it's all about my own story, how I got into coaching, how I started off like figuring out who I was with my own self-discovery journey, and really just getting real and raw with all of you. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Coach Kath of the Conscious Weight Loss Podcast, and I coach women professionals and entrepreneurs all over the world to live bigger lives in smaller bodies. And today, I'm speaking with Anita Hissier on her journey of self-discovery and how she's living her bigger life as a coach, helping women and living a fierce and feminine life. Anita, welcome.
Thank you so much, Catherine. So great to be here.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. I'm excited to talk to you.
Me too.
I have this really interesting mama bear vibe going on with the fierce and feminine. I love the pairing of those two words. And it's, you know, it's got like that inherent respect that we all have for the mama bear, you know? I don't know if that was your intention, but that's kind of the vibe I'm hearing. So let's jump right into the questions and learn a little bit more about you.
Awesome.
Was there some kind of aha moment that put you on the path of self-discovery? Like, when did all this begin?
Great. Yeah. So I didn't realize that I had been walking around in my life not fully aware of what was going on until really about the age of 23 when I was in a relationship with this, you know, amazing guy who had everything going for him. He was a star of an athlete in a university, doing great things in his career life as well. And I found myself every weekend kind of getting on the bus for an hour and a half to go to his hometown and watch him succeed in either his volleyball team or when he was performing on stage as a DJ. And as the time went on, I started to realize that I had been wrapping my life around this person.
Mm.
And
intriguing.
Yeah.
Wrapping your life around your relationship.
Yeah, totally. And that was kind of when I started to really look inward and realize I wasn't really doing anything myself to have any successes other than the job that I was currently working, which gave me some sort of status, but I wasn't actually passionate about what I was doing. So I really felt like, okay, Anita, it's time to start switching things around and start really focusing on yourself.
So how did you break the news to the guy?
Well, unfortunately, he called it a mutual breakup when he said, well, he's like, you think it's a mutual breakup, right? You agree? And I'm like, well, not really. I really love you. But it was for the best because I'm thankful he came on my path because he really did wake me up to a life that I could actually start living, a bigger and better life.
Interesting. So when you weren't solely focused on meeting his needs and being all about him and wrapping yourself around him, suddenly the relationship didn't work for him anymore.
Pretty much. Yeah. Isn't that interesting how that happened?
So, but a wonderful experience because it set you on the right path yourself. So then what?
Well, then it's funny. I actually... You know, when you're sort of dependent on other people to make you feel whole, it's not that easy to just shake it off and then move on. I remember that moment. I started praying to God. I was like, God, please give me a really great man. I'm ready for him. I'm ready to have someone that really loves me for who I am. And then sure enough, 6 weeks later, I meet a man that's exactly like that. And you know, he calls me, I was the love of his life at that time. He was ready to get married. He was ready to settle down. And in that point in my life, I was really focusing on myself and trying to figure out, you know, what my purpose was in life and what really lit me up. And there was a big, you know, clash between him wanting to, him wanting me to be there in the relationship, but then me wanting that space to spend on myself. And so it became the opposite roles now. I was the one that was kind of pushing him away, and he was kind of needy. Interesting how the roles can be reversed depending on the relationship.
Also interesting that you, it's almost like you needed to experience both sides of that relationship before you could really get the whole picture.
Yes, yes. Cool. And so
what did you do with that new perspective?
Well, so I thought, okay, this is interesting. I'm still not spending the time on myself because I'm getting distracted by a relationship. And it came to the point a year and a half in our relationship where I started having reoccurring dreams of, you know, he's not the right guy. I'm leaving him at the altar and running away. And this was a constant thing that my body started to actually, like, refuse being around him and, what's that word, like, push him away. And it was really like a body experience of me just like, this is it, I need to just let this man go. He's a wonderful man, but I need to now focus on myself. And I think it was 2013, I ended up breaking up with him. And at that point, I also quit my job that I wasn't passionate about. I ended up moving back home into my mom's house and saved up that last bit of money so that I could go take a trip around the world and just do it by myself.
So it's almost like you just pulled the whole rug out from your life and changed everything. Was this like a major trajectory point for you that changed your
direction
and really shaped the person that you are today? Like, what
started
at that point?
That was like the reset button or the pivot point or, yeah, the corner in my life where things really started to change.
So where did you travel?
I went to Australia for 6 months, Europe for three and a half months, and then Indonesia for the last month. And
pray love thing, huh?
Totally, yeah. And it wasn't meant to be that way, but it was totally that. It was a bit of, you know, learning some languages, meeting some men, and and a whole lot of spending on myself and journaling and really connecting to universe and my own intuition. That's really where it started to become like an alignment thing for me, where universe was kind of directing me. Yeah.
Who did you discover in that, like that physical journey, and what were some of the insights that you were bumping into?
I think I really discovered myself for the first time, because that time, you know, up until 23, I wasn't fully aware of what I was doing. And then at 23, I suddenly woke up, but I still wasn't myself because I was still in those relationships. So when I finally got out there, I got to really just strip all the roles, all the rules that I put on myself, and just like kind of got curious about what shows up in those moments. And it was actually a really cool woman that I had never met before and started to become really good friends with. Yeah, I'm talking about myself, which is very interesting. But I just really discovered myself.
I loved what you said about stripping the roles and the rules away. That's really cool. Because in other words, like, who am I without that?
Right.
Oh my gosh. Who am I without a role? Who am I without a rule?
That's right.
And it's almost like that's the only way you're going to discover the real authentic you.
That's right. I think a lot of people kind of cling on to the roles because this is their identity. And who am I without this role? Who am I without this identity? And I think that's like the biggest thing in life, is stripping that all away and really discovering who you are. And that's really where the coaching comes in. My experience and my passion for coaching is all around self-discovery.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm very intrigued to find out at least one thing that you discovered about this really cool woman that you got to know called Anita. Love to find out, like, just tell me a quirky thing about her that you really love, that maybe you didn't really appreciate or accept before.
That's a really great question. Let me think about that for a moment. Okay, so what's coming up for me is what I've noticed, and over the years I've honed this, but I've really connected to that inner child, that child in me. And so when you ask me a question like this on the spot, I really just sit quiet for a moment and wait for that that little child to give me the answer. And the answer that she gave me was, Adina, you're just so funny, and you just make so many jokes, and they're just hilarious. The thing is that, you know, around my friends, they're like, haha, yeah, Adina, you're funny. But, like, I just find myself hilarious. And so, like, that connection with myself, with the stupid jokes that I may have, I'm a bit nerdy as well. So my jokes are kind of like dad jokes. That's what my friends say. So,
they're not this. There's kind of like a little streak of goofiness in you. I can relate to that, because I remember there was a little bit of goofiness I used to let out, you know, when I felt really kind of safe and I let my guard down at work. But Oh my gosh, I would bottle it up if anyone ever thought that was part of my identity, right?
Totally, yes. Because we're told to be especially in my career, I'm told to be this professional lady. That's, but I noticed even further than beyond the goofiness, there's a sense of playfulness and curiosity that I never was really in tune with before. And that curiosity is like the best thing in my life, that's continuing to lead me in the world of coaching and speaking, is, you know, like, I want to experience all these things in life and really just, yeah, have the memories and have the experiences. I feel like that's what life is all about.
Awesome. So you've mentioned coaching. We know you're a coach. Tell me what inspired you to become a coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few things, but I'll try and keep it kind of short here. There were a few different experiences that had happened along my path that were kind of like the breadcrumbs, I call them, breadcrumbs to figuring out my purpose and my passion in life. And it was a time when I was still going out to clubs often and dancing all night with friends. And there was this one night I was at a club in Vancouver here, and I met this guy. He'd actually come into the club, and he was a man, 50-year-old man, I think. And he was completely dressed as a woman, head to toe, with the beautiful hair and the makeup and everything. And my friends, unfortunately, they were kind of laughing, like, oh, who's this guy? I guess because it was different. But I just looked at him, and at that point in my life, I was really trying to figure out who I was. What was authenticity to me? What was that looking like for me? And here was this man who walks into the club completely authentic with himself, completely being himself. And I knew I had to go talk to him. So I ended up talking to him for a couple of hours, learning about his story, how he was actually a football coach of a high school. And this was like who he really felt he was. And so there was that moment where I don't know what it was about that experience, but hearing someone's story and just being there and holding the space for him, it lit me up. And there were other experiences along the traveling journey, meeting people and having these connections and discussions. All I knew is that I really wanted to lift people up, because I knew in my own life there was a lot of moments where I felt really shut down by people around me. I felt like I was all alone, that no one believed in me, that everything I did was wrong. And so it was turning that pain point into how can I be in service to others?
And I love that about the pain point, because I'm a firm believer that our true niche chooses us, and generally it comes from that deep kind of, you know, repressed, hidden, suppressed pain point. So what do you specialize in as a coach, and how did you recognize this as your passion?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you heard it in the bio, I help people, or help women especially, but people in general, to move from codependent to independent. So what that means is people that are kind of dependent on external sources. It could be people, it could be food, it could be something else. But they're really relying on an external source for comfort, validation, self-soothing. And this is kind of to replenish this sort of void that they feel within themselves. Because this is really what I've experienced in my own life when I was, you know, 23 and doing everything for this man, wrapping my life around him. And, learning to really trust yourself. So that's how I help the women to really learn to hone that intuition, to trust themselves, and to really start fulfilling their own needs. And this is kind of coupled with working around the need to people please, the need for approval from others. it's an expanding area that I'm continuing to learn about, but I'm just so in love with it because it's been my own story, and I hear it in the clients that I work with.
So Anita, what's a kind of a light bulb moment for you where you really trusted your intuition?
There were so many times, but the one that was really cool was when I was in Australia. It was Christmas Day. We had just finished an awesome breakfast, and it was super hot out, you know, Australia. So it was 30 degrees, I think it was, and I decided to go out for a walk. And this was actually the first time I was kind of playing around with intuition. I didn't really know what that was like, but I remember walking. I just went for a long walk. I remember walking down the street, and as soon as I got to an intersection, I just asked myself, okay, Anita, what direction do you want to go in, left, right, or straight ahead? And I would sit for a moment and wait for that answer within my body. And then sure enough, it told me to go which way. And I continued that for like an hour and a half. And finally, at the end of that walk, I looked over my shoulder across the street, and there was this amazing building. It was really big and made of brick. And on it said the words, I think it was ACME. But what it said underneath was that it's helping ex-convicts to reintegrate back into society. And for some reason, that got me really emotional because I connected to that. I was always thought of in my own mind as the bad girl, the girl that always did things wrong. And this building represented to me, you know, giving people that boost in, I believe in you, I love you, let's get you back on track to a life that you can really love and thrive in.
Interesting. So you actually had an emotional reaction in that moment. So it's almost like your intuition was kind of taking you by the hand, leading you to there, and then you had almost like that.
Yeah.
Said, I've arrived.
Yeah, it was pretty beautiful. It was really awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So obviously the work you're doing is really intriguing. Have you developed resources? Like if someone wanted to find out more about what you're doing, do you have things to share with others to help them?
For sure, yeah. Well, I've got my website, inhervision.com, and along with that, I've actually created an interview series called Fierce and Feminine, and this is where I've actually interviewed people that have gone through their own journeys of self-discovery, self-worth, self-acceptance, and really moved to a place of self-trust and really started to create a life that's really awesome. So in those interviews, they're each kind of catered to different topics, and along with that, there's some worksheets that you can kind of integrate the knowledge that you've learned from those interviews. And what's coming out soon is a 6-week program to actually move through your own process of becoming more fierce and feminine.
Oh, cool. And is that going to challenge me to kind of let go of my rules and rules?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Pretty much the journey that I've told you that I've been on, it's guiding people through a similar experience of first self-discovery, learning who you are, what makes you tick, and then, you know, moving into the rules and roles and letting those go, the stories that we tell ourselves and how that can actually be self-sabotaging. And then moving into life purpose and figuring out what that direction is for you. Not necessarily figuring out the full picture, but getting a sense of what direction you actually would want to go and what lights you up.
Identifying those trajectory points for yourself.
Totally, yes. Yeah, and then it just continues on through week 3 is on self-love. Week 4 is in self-loving in the presence of others. So this is when you start to have emotional triggers come up and needing to set boundaries around certain people in your life. And week 5 is really honing in on the fierce and feminine energy within, starting to bring that up. And week 6 is all about celebration and what we've learned in those 6 weeks, how we've transformed and what's next when we bring that out into our life.
So in a nutshell, give me an idea, like a little snapshot of potentially someone coming into your 6-week program and how like their energetic posture, you know, their self-talk, maybe, you know, what they might be saying or repeating to themselves, how they might be limiting themselves. And then, you know, give me that magic wand picture of who they are kind of emerging out of that 6 weeks. Like I can see them almost being like standing a little taller and
totally
older. What would you hope for them?
Yeah. Well, what they would kind of look like in the beginning is someone that, you know, they're doing pretty good in life. They're doing all right, but how they feel on the inside is there's a lot of self-doubt. There's a lot of low self-worth. They're playing small in life. They know that they have the potential to be bigger, and they feel that, but they're scared. There's a lot of fear that's, you know, holding them back.
But they just don't know what to do.
They just don't know what to do. And some people do have a hint, but they're too afraid to step into that. And then there comes into play, you know, the need to people please, the need to have that approval from others. And that's also kind of bogging them down. What we want to see on the other side of this, whether it's, you know, coaching one-on-one or the 6-week program, is really, yeah, them stepping into their own personal power, them standing taller, them being confident in themselves, them going out there into the world and really going after what they want.
Fierce and feminine.
Yes. Fierce and feminine.
Certainly, I think we need a lot more fierce and feminine women in the world today. There's definitely lots going on at home and abroad and politically that speaks to this. So I think your focus on this is beautifully timed. Anita, what wisdom would you love to leave our listeners with today?
Above all else, trust yourself. And this is the last, the final philosophy that I have in one of my blog posts on trusting yourself. This is the biggest thing that I learned in my life was, you know, there's going to be a lot of people trying to tell you what to do, where to go, how to act, how to behave, what the rules are of life. But you know what's best for you, and only you can tell yourself that. So really just trust yourself and go with it.
So I have this all the time where I say, okay, well, I'm just going to trust my intuition or trust my decision or whatever. And then a second later, it's like, well, I'm not sure. The person who says, okay, I'm going to trust myself, and then has an immediate, you know, right, moment of self-doubt. Like, what do I do?
Right. Well, that's the fear coming up again. Mm-hmm. So that's the fear coming up. So I would say just, you know, slow it down. Go for a walk. Get somehow connected back to yourself. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it is going out for a walk. Maybe it's going to the gym. Slow things down and really just take that time to let the answers come to you. And usually when you really get honest with yourself, the thing that you are most afraid of doing is also the thing that you most need to do.
Beautifully, beautifully put. I love the slow it down, because that just gives you a chance to sort of get your head around what it is you want to do.
Yeah.
And the idea of leaning into the very thing that scares you is ultimately your path. Beautiful. Well, Anita, thank you so much for sharing your journey and your wisdom here today. Again, for our listeners, we're talking to Anita Hisser today, and she is creator and coach at In Her Vision. That's InHerVision, InHerVision.com. So check her out. This is your host, Coach Kath of Conscious Weight Loss Podcast. Anita, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Catherine. That's been awesome.
All right. Take care.
All right, everyone. That brings us to the end of the Fierce and Feminine interview series. I want to thank you so much for being on this journey with me, with everyone else out there that's listening to these interviews. And I really hope that this has inspired, touched, and moved you in some way to now go out there and get what you want in life. Be fierce and feminine. And I want to give a special shout out to all the women who are part of the interview series. Thank you so much for your time, for your love, for your energy, and just who you are. Because if it wasn't for all of you, I wouldn't have been able to create and put out there in the world the Fierce and Feminine interview series. Sending you all lots of love. And finally, I want to thank every one of you out there that have been listening to these interviews, have been working on yourself to become better women, better sisters, better wives, better daughters, better friends. And with this newfound inspiration, go out there, make something of yourself, believe in yourself, and above all else, trust yourself. And for the final time, I'm your host and coach, Anita Hisser, and this is Fierce and Feminine.